The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. She's so good at seeing both sides.
I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm not thinking. I'm just talking.
She sometimes can't see where she's going. It's News-ish with Betty Rock.
With the cost of living being outrageous these days, it's no wonder why couples are trying to cut corners when it comes to lowering the price of their wedding day, that special day. One couple in Indianapolis did just that by hosting a, quote, pop-up wedding at their favorite coffee shop called Mansion Society.
Cute. Who wouldn't love that?
It's
and if you can
cute.
Do it on the cheap, I love it even more with a... as being a girl dad.
Yeah. It's a nice coffee shop that has been known to be a popular wedding venue for the community, but for a $500 fee. Well, this couple decided, without asking permission, they would just show up to the shop in their wedding attire, a wedding photographer, an officiant, and 30 of their closest friends and family, and just have the wedding ceremony right then and there in a corner of the shop. While multiple customers, paying customers, are coming in to try and make their coffee order.
I can see how that would be annoying for people getting there and trying to get your order if they're in the way and they're taking up seating and things like that.
Exactly. So the coffee shop employees, they saw what was going down and how the party was blocking the main entrance door at one point for their customers to come in. They didn't stop the ceremony. And
that's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, it makes sense. They were fearful that a video would go viral of them stopping love, stopping this couple from their beautiful day. But after the couple's 20-minute wedding event was over, the manager did address the couple, telling them this is not how they like to do things, and they did ask for a $500 fee since they did use their venue as the place. Well, the bride called that, quote, unreasonable, and she offered them $200 instead.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, now the Mansion Society is like, okay, if you're not going to accept the fact that you did something wrong, we are going to go public with this. So they did. They posted about the situation, and some are saying that the couple did what they did was no big deal. I mean, it was 20 minutes, not a big deal. While others are calling them disrespectful.
I think it is if it's a known place that people have ever done a wedding before. If you were just flying in there and like, hey, this will be funny. We'll do a pop-up wedding at a coffee shop that we love. I can see like how that would be like, all right, just let it go. Mm-hmm. But if this is a place where people have done this so much to the fact that they actually have pricing for it, then you're just trying to skirt the system and be, you know, frugal and get something for free, which that's not acceptable.
But do you think that just because it was only 20 minutes, it's really not a big deal and $200 is like acceptable?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, so you think that they should
have No, I think paying for it, I mean, I think that for 20 minutes in a coffee shop, that's eternity. like in messing around with people who are under caffeinated and need something.
That's true.
You're affecting the business. If they had walked in and went, we're going to do a quick wedding here real quick, and they literally just did some I do's.
Yeah.
I would say no, don't charge them anything, let it go, just enjoy the day.
But instead they made themselves an inconvenience for the paying customers and that didn't bode well.
Right. And I don't think that the coffee shop is out of line to ask for compensation, especially if they already have it in place. Like I remember one time we went and shot photos at a place. Do you remember this? We were shooting like press photos at a place that is just beautiful in Franklin. And they have a policy that you can't shoot photos there without permission and paying.
Oh.
And we didn't know that. And they're like, well, you know, if you want to take a couple more, but then you need to leave. And like, oh, okay. We had no idea. And so we honored that and we left. You know, so I think that's kind of the thing is they should have at least paid for it. You got what you wanted. It's $500. You know, stop. You know, weddings run 50,000. So
right, and I'm sure the bride's dad would have been happy to pay the 200.
Oh, I would have gladly paid that. I'm hoping my daughter sees this and goes, "Dad, let's do this." Uplifting WayFM. This is the Wally Show. And what is your response anytime someone says, "Hey, how's it going?" It's good.
Good.
Yeah, good. Yeah. That's what you said.
Totally,
you know?
Fine.
Yeah, it's your go-to. You don't even think about it.
Yeah,
you could have had the worst day of your life, and you're like, good.
It's good, because you don't want to burden anybody with your problems and things like that. Well, I'm going to ask you honestly today, how's it going? How's it going with your diet in 2024? We're not too far into this thing, and a lot of people have made resolutions. Are you still in it? How's it honestly going? And what brings this to mind is last night, for dinner, my wife had dessert for me, which is great. My wife and I are both cutting calories, trying to lose weight.
Yeah, but usually people just cut out dessert altogether if they're on a diet.
Well, we almost did. when you hear what she offered me for dessert, she's like, okay, here, and here's dessert. I'm like, ooh, what is this little thing? And it was one double stuffed Oreo. One.
Oh. One.
Yeah.
One it alone.
Is, yeah.
And it's kind of like chips. Once you pop, you can't stop.
I know. But I didn't have any more. But I can tell you this. You can eat a single Oreo, double stuffed Oreo in 12 bites. I ate it so slowly, and I'm trying to savor each bite. There's a crumb that fell on the floor. The cat started eyeing it, and I'm like, don't even think about it, Sasha. I will end you. Okay. The hangry has got me. So I pick up the crumb. And then it gets a little worse, okay? Mm-hmm. So this is my how's it going. I'm just being honest here. So I finished my dessert, and then I was going to go get a shower and, you know, get ready for bed and brush my teeth. And I started to brush my teeth, and I'm like, no, I am not brushing my teeth today.
Don't take away the flavor.
Exactly, because it felt so good, and I could still taste it.
Is it still in your teeth right now?
No, I brushed them this morning.
Oh, okay.
So I just enjoyed it all night. Like, that's desperate, man.
That is, and it's so sad.
I know, said the thin girl.
So if someone asked you, how's it going, what would you say?
I would say, good. I would say, horrible. So, all right, 855-33-WAY-FM. This is where you don't have to just say good. You can say, how's it really going with your diet this year? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now, and maybe you'll make me feel a little bit better about mine, all right? Because right now I feel horrible. 855-33-WAY-FM.
We are having this conversation on our Facebook page, and that's a great avenue for you. If you can't get in on the phone, you can comment there. Melissa, we asked her, how's it going? She said, well, there's always 2025.
I love Melissa. Yeah, like she's already, you know what? Why prolong this? I'm going to give up anyway.
Yep.
Why go to February?
Right.
Like, this is something I'm good at. I'm good at quitting.
Right. Lori, she has a yay ah moment. She said, last year I killed it. I quit smoking after 40 years. This year, I'm trying to lose 25 pounds, and I've already gained a few.
Nice! Girl after my own heart. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show, and I saw this headline today, which definitely caught my attention. It says, the radio company Odyssey announces plans that it will fire for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Uh-oh.
And so, this company owns more than 200 radio stations across the country. So you think, well, why are you bringing this up? Are you happy that competition's going away?
Yes.
No, Rock. Bad Betty. No. The reason I bring this up is it really just hit me. It was simply to say thank you. You know, radio can be a tough business to make work. Technological advances, competition, things like that can hinder people listening to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And Way FM has existed for over 30 years. And honestly, it's kind of a little mini miracle, I think, that happens. It's a gift from God. And that is because people choose to support this ministry. And so, I mean, seriously, all this is to just say thank you. You know, you keep us going. And I couldn't believe that Way FM existed this way. When I got here, Betty remembers, I came from mainstream radio, had a lot of edges on me still, a lot of hurt, a lot of damage. I brought it all here and had to work through some of it. But no, like, I lived and died by ratings. I lived and died by advertisers. It was one of the most stressful, you know, I guess I was in that for 15, 16 years. And it was always stress, and it was a very caustic, difficult place to work and live, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I got here and it was completely different. We weren't worried about those things, you know? And, you know, and they were explaining to me, yeah, it's weird because people who believe in our mission and our vision for sharing the gospel with people and being a positive light in a broken world, they're who supports this. I'm like, come on, really? Seriously? That's, you keep this whole thing going that way?
And for 30 years, that's exactly yes. what's happened. So if you have played a part in that, thank you so much, because not only are you keeping the radio going, but you're also helping save lives. We have Wally gets emails all the time from people that have been affected through WayFM, and it has saved lives.
Absolutely. So it's nice to see a group of selfless people who want to see the gospel furthered band together and do some good in a broken world. So really, just thank you. Thank you for allowing us to do this with you every day.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of, but instead I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you, so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Breaking news can be heartbreaking, so we like to do news-ish on The Wally Show.
As a Gen Xer, when I saw the headline, "Why These Parents Let Their Kids Have No Rules, Whatever Makes You Happy," I thought, oh, come on, man. This is why we have so many problems. Our kids don't have boundaries, and they feel like they can do whatever they want, and that transfers into adulthood, and it's not good for them. It's not good for everybody. But then I read the last word, and I was like, oh, okay. Hold on a second, boomer.
Yeah.
Back up a second here. Xer, I should say. Because it says, kids have a no boundaries, do what makes you happy hour. Like, okay, all right. Because I've heard of parents doing like yes days and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, all right, let's see what this is about, because kids have a lot of structure at school. I know it drove me crazy as a kid. Mm-hmm. I tend to be a little hyperactive.
What?
Yeah, I know. Weird, right? And then like, this might be a good trick for blowing off steam for the kids, help them unwind, be creative. So this mom, who was a former teacher, she gives her kids an hour a day to do whatever makes them happy. And even if it involves making a mess. And it's funny because she says the idea came from her and her husband trying to have a conversation, and their kids bugging them, interrupting them. And finally, like, one of their kids was like, "Can I paint my hands blue?" And they're like, "Fine, whatever makes you happy." You know? And so, I mean, normally you're like, okay, you don't want your parenting decisions to come out of frustration. But they kind of tapped into something here. They give their kids that free range hour to do what they want. And she says her kids tend to do simple activities during this time, and the emphasis is always on play, and they end up learning along the way too, because one of the rules is no TV, no video games. Mm-hmm. You can't just go veg out. You actually have to use your mind. And she said a lot of times the kids do sensory things. She finds like her kids all do it this time differently. She'll put out things for them like rice to play with and food coloring and stuff, or Amazon boxes, and they build. It's like it harkens back to my Gen X, you know, life of when you were bored as a kid, your mom said, "Go outside and play."
All you had was dirt and sticks.
I know, but it forced you to be creative, you know. And she said, you know, the other part of this is too, if they make a huge mess during their whatever makes you happy hour, at the end of that hour, the rules kick back in and you have to then clean up that mess. So there is the teachable moment inside of that, is that your decisions have consequences as well.
I like that.
Yeah, I thought this was actually not a bad way to approach that. Now, she did say, if they start hurting themselves or each other, we step in, which is pretty good. My dad was, "Work it out." No. You know, and so I would be interested if I had kids again to watch how they play, what they choose to do, because that might give you some insight into what they like, because sometimes getting information out of kids is hard. Mm-hmm. But to watch them play and see where their mind goes can help you then further guide them into things that might be really fulfilling for them too, even as a kid, or what leads them on a path to something later in life. So if you've got that kid that you're like, oh man, I'm not sure what to do with them, they just have so much energy, maybe this is a good strategy that could help you out. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. We have an aftercast, which is our podcast that we do after the show every day, and it's original content that you can get, and you can get it for free, which is so great.
Yeah, text TWS, that stands for The Wally Show. So TWS to 91979, and we will send you a link.
And yesterday we were talking about weddings and the different way that Betty says that I would raise a boy versus raising a girl. And you're right, 100% right.
Yes, because you have one daughter. Yeah. You have one child. She's a girl.
Yeah.
And you would admit, and rightfully so, that you want to care for her. You want to make sure that she has every comfort in this life available. And so in the aftercast, I like to kind of play her role.
Yeah. But Daddy!
Yeah. Daddy. But Daddy, you don't understand. So we like to have these hypothetical conversations and just go to show the lengths Wally will go to help his daughter.
And this one was about a wedding and what you do and don't need. There's no reason that 27 swans should cost you $14,000.
Daddy, you don't understand.
Honey, we're going to get them. Don't worry.
It's my spirit animal.
Look, I can't do 14.
I'm being triggered.
I'm going to do 13, okay? And you're going to be happy with it.
But 13 is an unlucky number, Daddy. What are you hoping for my marriage?
16 swans it is. Fine. It's just
it has
lunacy.
To be an odd number, though, Daddy.
17 swans it is, and that's my final offer.
If you know, if you had a son, which hypothetically, we've named him Hayden.
Yes.
But he doesn't, he's not alive. He's not here.
Doesn't
he's not
exist.
A, he's not
never
a thing.
Did exist.
He never did exist. But if Hayden were a thing, you know if Hayden was like, dude, I gotta have these 17 swans. You'd be like, dude, figure it out.
Yeah, go buy some.
Go catch some.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. Work it out.
Yeah, but with a daughter, you're more like, different. Okay, sweetie.
Totally different. And I know I'm not the only one. So what is the difference between raising boys and girls? And I'd love to hear from people, too, that maybe have both boys and girls. Because,
yes.
Like, for example, when Haley was little, when the house got quiet, we're like, oh, that's cute. She's reading or painting, which she was, you know? But when you have a boy and the house gets quiet, all of a sudden there's that realization, like, where are they?
Panic.
Where are they? Because they are probably fashioning a weapon or lighting something on fire. Like, that is one of the differences between raising boys and girls. So, 855-33-WAY-FM. Would love to get your take on this, the difference between raising boys and girls. 855-33-WAY-FM. So, Dina, what have you seen?
So, I have boy-girl twins, so every day is a true experiment for us. But when they were younger, without me really realizing it, when my son would get hurt, I would baby him. I'd be like, oh, come get in my lap. You know, let me see what's going on. But then when my daughter got hurt, I'd be like, come on, you're fine. Get up. You know, dust it off. I'm just trying to prepare for the world, I guess. I don't know. But I really babied him a lot more. And there is something about, you know, mothers and their sons. But my daughter finally called me out on it. She's like, how come you make a big deal about Daxa when he gets hurt and not about me? So I had to really, like, be intentional about, okay, I have to give her the same amount of baby.
Yeah, see, I think that's because you're a strong woman, and so you want to raise strong women. And for you, you're like, okay, that shouldn't hurt. But then your son, you know, you're like, oh, come here, little man, you know. But but turning him into a mama's boy is not the best thing either for him.
Exactly. So I had to be intentional about how I was treating each one if something happened.
What is the difference you see between raising boys and girls, Maureen?
Well, I'm the only girl of six, and my mom was extremely strict with me, but I have two boys and a girl, and I was more strict with the boys. I wanted the boys to be good men.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, do the boys resent that, you know, or are they like, okay, yeah, because I can see that being frustrating.
Yes.
But I love the fact that you want to raise good men, because a lot of times we put it on, you know, the girls have to behave a certain way, and girls need to do this, and girls need to do that, and we give the guys the pass. Oh, they're just being guys. Boys will be boys. And I think that that's really cool that you actually are, you know, training them to be good men, because I think that is important for our society as a whole.
Definitely.
What is the difference that you've seen between raising boys and girls?
So I had three girls, but I'm helping my middle daughter raise her three kids, which are two boys and a girl. And when I am watching the children for her. When the boys are quiet, I'm not concerned, but it's the girls that I've got to be worried about.
Really?
She's the mischievous one. She is the one that is plotting and scheming to take over the world. So I got to watch her every single second.
That's interesting. She probably has to plot and scheme because she has brothers. Mm-hmm. Is the thing,
true.
You know? It's survival at that point.
But have you found, Karen, that when she wants something compared to when the boys want something, does she get away more with things than the boys do?
The boys don't ask for a lot, so when they ask for something, they tend to get it. She wants everything.
Because she knows she can get it.
If you can't find Gavin, he's probably writing his story.
Even though I don't really need to do a wee.
In the bathroom.
I'm going to do one anyway.
It's News-ish with Gavin.
I think it's safe to say that we all love the benefits of technology. It really runs our lives from televisions to phones, laptops. It doesn't feel like there's much out there that we do that doesn't have some tech involved. And I think we're always waiting and excited for the next big new shiny thing in technology, whether it's a new phone or a new piece of equipment. So
I fear technology.
Really?
No, I like it, but
it's
I'm not an early adopter. I'm not the person that buys the first one. I buy like the second or third generation to let them get the bugs worked out.
Okay, well, I feel like it would be kind of interesting because we're talking about like new technology. It'd be interesting to go through a few of the debut products at the Consumer Electronics Show.
Now, I do love those shows. Like sometimes they'll cover them on TV too, like home improvement ones, which I love, or the Consumer Electronics Show. Like to me, what is being created is fascinating.
Yeah, and it's kind of like your little peek into the future. So the first item was LG has a new see-through TV. So basically, when the TV's on, it's a TV, but when it turns off, it becomes transparent. And they said, it kind of eliminates that, you know, black rectangle that takes up space, and it makes the room feel bigger. So
that's weird. Like, because I know they've done some TVs that look like a painting afterwards. Like when you turn it off, it turns into like a painting.
I'd like that.
I'm like, oh, that's kind of nice. Because most time you have it over your fireplace anyway. But a clear one. That's weird. I mean, like, would it just leave a blank space on your wall? I don't know. I'd have to see it.
I'd be interested. The next one was a new oven that is supposed to be as fast as a microwave. So apparently it can bake, they say, it can bake a cake in under 4 minutes.
Does it use light bulbs to cook things like an Easy Bake Oven? Did you ever have one of those, Rock?
No, I didn't.
Did you ever want one?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I'm surprised Gavin did.
I totally did.
I used to use my sister's. I'm like, this is great. Man, like, I thought air fryers were going to be the best thing ever, and they are. They're really good for certain things, but even they take longer than I would have thought.
Yeah.
So a oven that cooks a cake in 4 minutes,
awesome.
I'm down. I would buy that.
All right, and this last product is specifically kind of geared towards cat owners. So
Betty.
Kind of for both.
Okay, I'm listening.
You have a cat.
I do, but I'm not a cat owner.
Oh.
Betty's a cat owner.
Interesting. Okay, so these two brothers, they made something called, it's a cat door. They called it the Flappy, and it prevents cats from bringing back mice or things that they catch out in the yard.
Because cats do that. They bring it back as like a gift for you. Like if you have an outdoor cat.
It's kind of sweet.
It is. It's really nice, except for the mouse. Like it's pretty great. But
sweet.
You don't want that in your house.
No. So apparently like the cat door uses AI technology that can detect like a dead animal, and it won't let that thing, won't let the cat come back in if it has that thing in its mouth.
That's interesting.
So I feel like I would be, especially because I know some people who have like run into that. My aunt and uncle have like a farm, so they have a bunch of cats, and when they come in, it would make the house cleaner by nature.
Yeah, like a smart cat door. You should get one of those, Betty Rock, for your bedroom, so you could lock the cats out and things like that, because they
really
drive
should.
You nuts. But then sometimes they got to get in, so
it can't. It wouldn't be able to detect when they actually need to use the bathroom and when they don't.
Yeah, I know. That's the next innovation.
I was going to say,
I can't wait for next year's Consumer Electronics Show. You just gave somebody a great idea. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. So I was sitting in church with my wife on Sunday, and they had a Bible reading plan for the entire year. And she picked it up and was kind of looking through it because she had started reading through the Bible last year.
She needs all the help she can get
she
for
does.
Being married to
she
you.
She does. And it's manifesting in her life. It's paying off in big ways. She's learned patience.
Oh, come
kindness,
on.
Humility. No, patience with me. So Like, so she, I'm like, why are you looking through that? You're reading through the entire Bible. You know, you're still doing that. And she's like, no, I finished it. What?
You didn't know?
No, I didn't know.
Oh.
It's obviously not manifesting itself in her life.
No. Oh, come on.
No. Fruits of the Spirit,
she's
am I
not
right?
bragging yeah. about it.
Exactly. Like, there was no, like, to me, that was a big accomplishment. And I would have liked to have kind of celebrated that with her on her last day or something like that. Like, hey, that's really cool. I'm proud of you. That's great. Betty Rock did it, too, a year ago or so.
That's true. You didn't celebrate with me.
I would have if you had told me what your last day was. Anytime I can have cake, yes.
Or if we saw results.
Yeah, exactly. I just found out that my wife finished reading through the Bible.
Good
that was
job,
a big deal
Marty.
For her.
Yeah.
And so I want to do this, too. I just found out, okay? This is something you just found out, like within the last day or so. It could be something about your spouse, like mine was. Could be something about your job. Could be something about a family thing from the past. Like, I had no idea. I came from a long line of horse thieves. You know, that's when my mom stopped looking into our family history. No joke. She was going back and looking at our history, and then she ran across a horse thief and was like, I'm done. She just stopped.
Wow. I don't want to claim him. He's
exactly,
a horrible person.
Exactly. And then they had me, so horse thief was probably better. I just found out 855-33-WAY-FM. Those kind of surprising things or cool things that you just found out, regardless about what it's about, okay? That was just my example of my life and my wife. So what's yours? 855-33-WAY-FM. Just fill in that blank. Hey, guys, I just found out. Blank. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. So what is yours? How do you fill in that blank, Heather? I just found out.
I'm a homeschool mom. We started our curriculum on America. I have two little kids. And I just found out, I am 33 years old, that the Smoky Mountains and all of the lakes in Minnesota, there's a myth that Paul Bunyan caused those things in our country.
Oh, yeah, Paul Bunyan. I remember him like the lumberjack guy.
Hey, I'm coming, boys. Paul Bunyan. Paul Bunyan. He's 63, axe handles high, with his feet on the ground and his head in the sky.
He stomped through Minnesota, and his feet were so big that it made all the lakes.
Oh, I did not know that.
I knew this back when I was 5.
You did?
But it was all thanks to a Disney movie. So they did a movie on Paul Bunyan and his ox.
Okay, I do vaguely remember that.
Yes, and I learned a lot from that.
Babe the Big Blue Ox.
Yes.
So I'll have to find that because one of my kids is 5, and I don't ever remember learning this. And I'm like mind blown.
Well, there you go.
Without knowing it. Thank
it
you.
Totally counts for I just found out. We appreciate you being on the show with us today, Heather.
Yes,
thank you.
You guys have a great day.
So what's yours?
I just found out yesterday, as a matter of fact, that I was born on a Sunday. And I've always wanted to know what day I was born on.
So how old are you?
I'm 60.
Okay, 60. Why did no one tell you this before? Like, it just never came up?
No, it came up. I asked, but I have 12 siblings, and my mother couldn't remember.
Oh, that's funny. I guess you could go back to calendars back then, right?
Yeah, you can. Like, I can go back to the year I was born, and I was born on a Sunday as well.
Were you really? The Lord's Day.
That's right. We're just, you know, closer
exactly.
to Jesus.
I think it's funny. My wife, she was born on a Tuesday, and her name is Mardi, M-A-R-D-I, which is Tuesday in French. So she always knows what day she was born on.
That's pretty cool.
Well, Beth, we appreciate you being on the show with us today. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. If it's trending, streaming, or starring, Betty Rock's got it on The Rock Report.
During the Golden Globes, many stars are in attendance, and the cameras can't pick up every conversation going on. But that's where the obsessed fans don't let that stop them. Did you know, because I didn't know this, There are some people out there that deem it their responsibility to lip read conversations that seem juicy.
Like the ones at the table when they pan yes. over to them. People are lip reading those?
Yes. Now, do they care if they're right?
Probably not.
Probably not. But this is just a perfect example. A few celebs that were in attendance for the Golden Globes were Selena Gomez, Taylor Swift, Kylie Jenner, and her famous actor boyfriend, Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
Okay, so Timothy and Kylie are just kissy-kissy, you know, just cute little couple, whatever. Well, viewers...
Whatever, hate them.
Whatever. Viewers at home were able to watch as Selena Gomez approached Taylor Swift at one point during the ceremony
yeah.
to have a conversation. And viewers believe Selena told Taylor that she wanted to take a selfie with Timothy Chalamet, but his girlfriend, Kylie... told her no.
Okay, now they got this conversation all from reading her lips yes. on TV.
Yes.
Is it possible? Yes. But is it really highly likely they got it wrong too? Absolutely.
But how juicy of a convo would that be
yeah.
if Selena Gomez, a beautiful girl, wanted to get a picture with Kylie Jenner's boyfriend
uh-huh.
and she said
no.
because she was... like scared she was going to lose him.
Jealous of Selena.
Ugh. You know what?
The
I
dish.
Don't honestly, I don't even care if it's true or not. I'm going to believe it.
I think like there's the people on online that on the internet that do bad lip reading
oh, those
with
are funny.
Like political debates hysterical
oh, yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
But that's how I see this where it's like it the possibility for getting it so wrong is so high.
See if you can read you know? What I'm going to say.
Okay. Move your face out of your mic. Okay. Something worst ever?
I was going to say.
What?
You're the worst ever.
I'm the worst. Oh, ouch.
Well, that
no,
was
I
a guess.
Gavin is the worst.
Oh, Gavin's
oh,
the worst
excuse
ever.
Me.
Oh, how did I miss that? Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And Julie hit us up and said, I'm looking forward to plugging back into God's word and turning my focus to Him. This is where I find peace and purpose. That's fascinating, too, because, like, it's her faith, and that's where, you know, she finds peace and hope that a lot of times that's the thing we can run from or we can minimize in our life while we maximize all these other things that don't give us peace
mm-hmm.
and don't give us purpose. But we do it every day.
Oh,
and
yeah.
that's why we came up with the 7-day reset, which is a chance for you to go, okay, I'm just going to zero things out. And even though we're, you know, in the month a little bit, it doesn't matter. You can do it anytime you want, any 7 days. I'm going to zero things out. I'm going to listen to Way FM every day for 7 days. And at the same time, I'm going to join the 7-day reset world's biggest small group.
Exactly. And you get a little link that will take you straight there when you text DAY to 91979. That's DAY, D-A-Y, to 91979. And who knows, you know, getting that little daily encouragement might be the thing that gets you to keep coming back. Because like Wally said, it's something that gives us purpose and joy in life. But for some reason, we still run away from it.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure why that is. Our sinful nature, I suppose.
And this is designed to be like super simple, too. And it's going through the book of John. And it's not very intrusive. Because it's like, if you want to build that habit back, because maybe you did have that habit for a while,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you kind of got out of that habit. I mean, it happens in our relationships too, like in our marriages even. Like, you know, when you're dating, you're all about this person, and then the further you get into your marriage, a lot of times you take them for granted or you don't be as intentional with it.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is the exact same
mm-hmm.
way. And, you know, it's a relationship with God that He desires to be in with you, but you got to put the work in. And here's a simple way to kind of reignite that. It's our 7-day reset. And again, just text the word DAY to 91979 if you want to join Julie and so many other people who are in our world's biggest small group right now.
The Bible say in 2 Deuteronomy of the book of Jericho that the eye for the tooth and the tooth for the people and everybody who got the eye, you punch them in it.
What?
I can tell you don't read the Bible.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And going through the Bible sometimes can be a little bit difficult. So it's really nice to have something that goes along with it that gives you some context of the situations that in which you know, things were written. And so we've been doing this thing about misused Bible verses in our small group, and I've really enjoyed it. And then they hit this one, Philippians 4:13, which if I start this one, you'll know exactly what it is. I can do all
things through Christ who strengthens me.
Nailed it, Lady Rock. I did. All right. There you go. That's a big one. And you see people use that all the time. I remember in the 3-day event, the 20 mile a day for 3-day walking thing that my wife used to do, she had it on the back of her thing. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, you look at some weights and you're like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Christ is my source of power. He's my strength. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And a lot of people use this verse for like goals and setting goals and you know, I can do the unimaginable, the unthinkable, because I have the strength of the Lord in me.
But you're, I guess, going to tell me that that's not what it's meant for.
Exactly what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know this either. So we go through this. And so the context in which this was written is Paul is in prison. And he's talking mainly about his suffering and what's going on and what he's had to endure for the gospel. And he is writing this and he's saying, but I can persevere because of Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He wasn't out running marathons. He wasn't out doing all these things. And that was the justification for this. It was he is persevering despite persecution for his faith. That was what he was pursuing. And that was what Christ was strengthening him to do, even despite his circumstances.
So you're saying that we shouldn't use that verse unless it's faith persecution.
I'm saying that people have taken that verse and used it for other things because it fits great. But that's not the spirit in which it was actually intended. Mm. Now, is it a bad thing to say I can do things because Christ is my strength? Absolutely not. I'm not saying that at all.
I feel like it's become my day-to-day verse, especially working in this
this room.
This room.
Well, there you go. Persecution counts. So anyway, so it just if that ever comes up, you know, at church or Bible study, now you can go, hey, real quick, I have a thought, and just kind of throw it out there and have a discussion about it, because I think that's where we learn is when we discuss things, and it could be an interesting conversation.
Oh, electronic mail.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and if you ever want to get a hold of me, it's very simple, just wally@wayfm.com, and so this is fun. I always am curious about like subject lines and who it's from, and this is from Unicorn Glitter. Which I'm like, I'm in.
Yes, I'm in, so. I love unicorn glitter.
Yeah, but Unicorn Glitter says, hey, thank you guys for having your station. I love listening to it. We give to it, and it always cheers me up. It makes me cry when I need to cry. It makes me laugh when I need to laugh. This, and here's where it gets really cool. By the way, I'm just a middle school girl. My parents are the ones who give to your station. Oh. And, like, to me, I'm just a middle school girl. You know, like, I hate the word just in front of that, mm-hmm. because you have so much value, you have so much worth, mm-hmm. and the fact that you listen to this and you love it and your parents understand that and support it, I love that.
Yes.
You know, and I think that's great. And so thank you for taking the time, Miss Unicorn Glitter, to let us know that you like what we're doing, because we appreciate it too. Derek then clocked in a subject line, you did it again. I'm like, oh no. Ugh,
I know. He always does.
It always makes me concerned, but then it's in all caps. Yes, man, yes. Please read the book of Revelations using your Meatloafian voice.
No.
Oh, yes. No. It's the one imitation, or not imitation, it's the one dialect. It's something that I kind of made up. It's my own impersonation of nothing.
It's rough.
Yeah. And so I did this when I was doing something else the other day. And he says, if I close my eyes, I can almost see you dressed in a black cape with a fog machine going on. You absolutely can. Revelations 1:16. I don't think this is what our boss had in mind when they're like, hey, let's read the Bible on the air. In his right hand, he held 7 stars. And coming out of his mouth was a sharp, double-edged sword. His face was like the sun, shining in brilliance. When I saw him, I fell at his feet, though dead!
Oh, hello. What? Wait, yes. He fell at his feet, though.
Though dead!
As though he were dead.
As though he were dead!
Okay.
I don't use all the words.
No.
I don't need to use all the words,
you
Gavin.
Shouldn't.
Then he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. Oh. I did a different voice there.
Yeah,
doubling up here. I am the first, the last, the living one.
I was dead and now I live. I'm alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys to death and Hades.
Even Jesus there got a little bit like...
I got a feeling you're going to hurt your voice if you keep going.
It hurts a little, but that's okay. I think it was worth it. I think Derek feels that was worth it. And anyone else who loves the Meatloafian voice. Hey, if you ever want to get in touch with me, it's just Wally.
That was Wally.
At all Wally. No, that's the old one.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wally at wayfm.com.
That's it. Nicely done, lass.
No. Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.